Om Shanti. Welcome to this wonderful session. You know, the overall theme is becoming a bestower. But this session is being a bestower. And I think Baba chose two perfect beings who exemplify the being a bestower. The other day I met Tulsi Bhai in the IT department, and I asked him about a Bogue message that was, God, how many years ago? It was an old Bogue message that I really loved. And I said, do you think you can find that? And of course, to find it is like a needle in a haystack. And by the time I got to my room, he found it, translated it, and it was in my WhatsApp. So this is being a bestower in action, don't you think? And also, Brother David, so Brother David works in the art department, and he is a natural being, a bestower as well. All the art you see here that's behind us was created by David. And wherever you go, whether it's in Shantivan in the conference room, or even in Peace Village, we pulled him over there to do a lot of murals too. So being the bestower. So both of you, we're welcoming you. Give him a hearty welcome. And they're both pretty old BKs in Gyan, that is. So Tulsi Bhai is 50 years in Gyan, and David Bhai is 43 years in Gyan. So Om Shanti, enjoy the session.
I was thinking when the aspect of being a bestower, and I was reflecting on a little bit the deities, how the deities are the memorial of being bestowers. In that sense, we have now that the deities are there, and they have the sort of the hand. It's like this giving, and so many souls go in front of the deities and like have the feeling they're getting sort of blessings or some sort of upliftment. And I think now for ourselves, it's like, you know, are we being a bestower or are we becoming a bestower? So this is an interesting question. And firstly, I'd like to ask Tulsi Bhai, what's your feeling on the aspect of being a bestower?
Om Shanti. First of all, I just remember Bholi Dadi. Today is a special day. She left her body on 9th February 2007. And whoever has seen Bholi Dadi can say that she was an example of being bestower. I never saw her saying no, always Hanji, even if you have come before time or later or late night even, then if you are hungry, she will manage some food for you at least.
So Bholi Dadi, excuse me, Bholi Dadi was looking after the kitchen in Pandabhavan.
Bholi Dadi was in charge of Bhandara. She came in 1940 with Dadi Janki. Both of them surrendered in same days or in a week in Karachi. And before she was looking after children, but then Baba gave her responsibility of a Bhandara. And once Mama was giving class in Bangalore, and she was distributing bhog, but somehow it was not enough. So she caught Bholi Dadi. See, in Madhupan, Bholi Dadi cooked such a way that it's not wasted, yet never get the less. So enough. She has big heart and big utensil, what you call cook pots to cook. So she was praising Bholi Dadi. So Bholi Dadi, very humble. When Savik Babdada said, see, you renounce your home and come here to meet Babdada, but Bholi Dadi renounce even that much. So even then, when it's Baba's turn, she's cooking some food for you and waiting for you to get proper food. Yeah? So, Bolidadi was, many of Pandabani was, he have come in Madhuban. First they served in kitchen, and then according their speciality, Dadi shifted them to their different department. So me too, I had come in Madhuban in kitchen, and the Bolidadi recommended for me to Didi Manmohini, and I was called in Madhuban. So I paid my tribute to Bolidadi, and whoever met her will remember her, even Bapdada Dadis. And so, yeah. So she was the example for us. And then when you think of bestower, it's in our nature. And we are always bestower in the sense that, you know, when I was young, my mom was helping me to learn to walk, you know. So she always encouraged me. And then I think this is the bestowing. Because when the things you give from your heart, whether it is time or a thing, anything, or the wishes, it is being bestowed. So that's a definition of bestower for me.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, it's like when we, I think too, when we really are doing something, yeah, like from the heart, when we're really sort of engaged in that, and there's almost like the receiving is in the giving for ourselves as well. Because when we give just from the heart as Axi, it's almost like we're giving to ourselves in that sense. So like almost like the, and of course what happens then is it's like we think, well, if we are bestower like that, Baba's the bestower, no? He's giving everything to us. And of course, as we become more and more like Baba in that sense, of course, then we also come into that same thing, is that we're giving, there's no expectation of any return. And I think we all have that experience as well. When we're really giving from the heart, from that space, we don't even have the thought of any return. There's no subtle thing that I'm giving this, actually. Because we're not really, it's like as we become more and more in tune as a bestower, actually we realize that it's actually Baba that's doing that. Really genuinely, that I'm just the instrument. Yeah, we just come into that space of being the instrument. And as long as, and of course playing on the aspect of instrument and tuning, when we're in tune, what happens then? There's harmony as well. So when we're really in that space of being a bestower, we're an instrument and we're in tune. Means in tune means we're really sitting on that, really on the rails of drama as well, because that's very important also for being a bestower. And also there's really the feeling that I'm not actually giving, it's Baba that's giving. We're just playing our part in that role. And of course that's what, you know, I remember experiences watching Daddy Kumaka, when the time when Shantivan was not created then, but it was in Pandabhavan. And I used to watch Daddy Kumaka, and I used to watch her there, and many souls would come up to Daddy. She'd have her special spot in Pandabhavan. And you could see that when Daddy was meeting someone, she was 100% present with whoever was in front of her. And I think when we also have that experience, when if somebody's, say, talking to us and we're really 100% present with that dialogue, it's almost like sometimes it's the listening, the 100% of just listening to that person. That person feels like receiving something from you. just for the act of listening. And that bestowing aspect that happens, I think, is very much connected when we're in silence and we have that real ability to listen. And naturally, there's a feeling of this bestowing aspect becomes actually natural and automatic, actually. Don't you feel that when we're in that space? Because it's like there's no extra energy which is created through thinking, or, you know, if somebody's not in this, for example, not in that space, it means they're already thinking what they're going to say before the other person's actually finished what they're actually saying. So when we're like that, we don't actually hear that person in a true sense. And so there's this sort of miscommunication and not understanding in a full depth sense. And I think the daddy, she really had that ability to be 100% present, and you really felt that when you were talking to daddy, she was there, and there was that fulfillment through that. So I think bestowing is really, it's a state of being as well, and of course it's a state of feeling when we have, because we all have all attainments, and of course we may not experience that in the true sense, but actually, because we have all attainments, of course, once we have all attainments, we can actually give that as well. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's a kind of energy when you are contented. And while being contented, you talk to someone, it's automatically transfer energy. You know, like brother remembers Dadi Prakash Mani. I remember in 97 there was a youth festival here in Madhavan in Gyan Sarovar, and I was recording opinion about the youth festival, and a young baby about 8-9 years, and she said, "I liked Dadi ji very much." And I thought she had not contacted Dadi ji, she has not talked to her, and it was the youth festival for youth people, and then, but she, you know, the way she said, she has felt that energy from Dadi ji. So when you are contented, you are full, like a giver, no? Automatically energy goes to the person in connection, whether they are talking to you or dealing with you or not, but the energy goes. Many a time we realize people come here in Gyan Sarovar, they get that energy. Like once I was standing near the transport, and then my brother was driving a truck, and then many guests were there, and one of the guests said, "Is he BK? Is how old he is? He's driving, but look at his face, how happy he is." So you know, when you do the things with happiness, with devotion, automatically do the seva and do the kind of bestowing seva. So this is my experience, that once you are contented and doing the things with happiness, and it is result is that.
Mm. Yeah, it's true, isn't it? When we're doing something where we really love doing that, even for service, whatever, if we're really, that's our thing, one thing I notice with that is when we're doing something we love, what happens with time? Time disappears, yeah? If we're doing something we really love doing, the time disappears. If we're doing something we're not that interested in doing, what happens then? We keep looking at the time, yeah? When is this going to finish? And I think that's something which I know from my own practice of really being, like having the, like real attention on being present in the state of being, and how that, it's almost that when sometimes Baba says a lot, we'll come into the stage of doing mansa seva, Yeah, service with the mind. And some of the experiences when we hear of the day of Sakar Baba, where souls would come in front of Baba, sometimes they'd come in his hut in Pandap Bhavan, and they'd have some problem, you know, or something, they'd have concern with something. And when they'd come into that space, Baba would be in such a state of silence and deep in that space with Baba, with Shiv Baba, that what happens is that the person would come in, they'd forget what problem they had, what they were even going to say. So somehow we create a space of this real intense space of silence with Baba, that almost that alone is bestowing. Because whoever is affected by that space will also feel they receive something, or something will become clearer, or something will click, so to speak, that we get an insight into something. And that's why, you know, when we sit for lengths of time in silence, that always something gets revealed through that connection to soul world and to Baba. Yeah? It's almost like it's a reset, and of course automatically there's that feeling of bestowing through that space.
Yeah. When we talk about the Manso Seva, I remember in Dadi's time in Pandavan, sometime Dadi says, we do have some problems in Yagya, in some centers or somewhere. So we had to have, tonight we had to have Bhatti. So we were conducting Bhatti all night from 10 to Amritvela, 5 o'clock. And then after a few days, Dadi says, see, Madhuban Nivasi, thank you, you did Bhatti, and then that problem is solved. So she didn't even share what problem is, but the meditation and then the result was there. So always Dadi appreciate Madhuban Nivasi, and then she said, see, we have to make a group. So wherever problem comes, Madhuban Nivasi should go and meditate there, so that problem can be solved. And then she did send a couple of Madhuban Nivasi to few centers wherever the problem was. And then, you know, this Madhuban Nivasi were not dealing with the cases, but the meditation solved the problems. And this is you might have many examples for that. And we do have Dadis for us as an example. You know, when I fell down from Om Shanti Bhavan ceiling, and then Dadi was calling on telephone to whoever, Dadi mentioned that, okay, you have to conduct party this evening because Tulsi's operation is going to be there. And then the operation was success, of course, but when I was listener, after a long time that we meditate for you that day, and or our Dadi Brijendra or the Sudesh, they managed meditation, but he's there where they were. So the result is there when we meditate, and we do Mansa Seva. We don't put the word Mansa Seva, in fact. It's because it is for our own growth also, for our own progress also. When you do meditation, you get the benefit of that with for yourself. So I don't connect with this like a seva we are doing or a hard work we are doing, or it's in our what they call in genes, no? So to give, to share. So we do this kind of seva automatically, and then the energy reaches to the needy people automatically.
Yeah, and I think also it's interesting in that state when we're really, again, coming back to what we do, when we really love doing something we're doing for service. And we all have our own unique specialty. We know that because we're all different and we have something. And of course, when we find that, what really is my part, my true part in that sense, and we put that into motion, then we find that automatically that aspect of bestowing becomes easier and easier, because we will become content. We won't have comparison. We won't be looking at what anyone else is doing. And of course, then when that happens, then that thought energy, if we're not in that state, then there's always thinking of how things should be and how someone should be, how, you know, drama should be another way than what it is. And sometimes I think this aspect as well is very important, because if we really accept everyone as they are, as a unique being, their own different part, and we accept drama as it's perfect as it is, of course, Baba said this also, he said there's no one to blame. Drama is just drama. It's just drama. And if I see it really as just drama, then I don't engage in any thought process of how that should be any different to what it is, because that's also energy. And if we lose that energy on, of course, Baba's often said this, now if we come into the questions of why, what, and how, then we're already moved off the rails of drama. Somehow, very subtly, we think that whatever's happening shouldn't be happening that way, it should be another way. And can that be possible? Of course, we know it can't. Drama is just drama. But can I sit in that awareness that whatever's happening, it's just happening? And no, not even a single thought that there's any problem with that. And of course, this is it's a very deep practice, because so often if we really observe ourselves, our mind, thinking that in our daily process, how much do I really accept everyone as they are and drama as it is? And of course, Baba's, he sees it just as drama. And of course, as we become more and more like Baba, as Bab Saman, then we'll really practically have that experience of that too, that I can just watch the scenes, any scene, and not have a single thought that should be any different, just observing it. And of course, then, actually that is the same, the bestower stage as well, because we'll be able to have good wishes, good feelings for whatever's going on, and not be touched internally by any conflict of that. Otherwise, it's always, there's so many things that we could say, yes, needs improvement. It is Kali Yuga, after all. It's not Golden Age. But having that state of awareness, of course, means that I'm then free from that, actually. I'm completely free from what's going on. And, of course, we have to go through our process, because one of the things also, that we're always in the best place to learn what we have to learn. There's not, and that's again the drama aspect, because wherever we are, of course we're meant to be there, otherwise we wouldn't be there naturally, but to accept that as well. Because sometimes we think another place is better. And of course, as we know, then we all have experiences of observing where you see if someone's not content where they are, not happy with where they are, not happy with the people they're around, they go to another place and the same thing happens with a different set of people, different set of actors. So it's not the place, but the internal state of awareness within that.
True. Of course, it's our own nature. We had to maintain our own nature to be contented or to go ahead, no? We can't blame anyone else, no? If something is happening, of course it's because we have been together since many births, no? So we have some kind of connection, maybe you may say karmic account or whatever, but it is kind of connection we have. So we have to go through that, and then mainly what I feel that I always think of myself that I'm never loser. maybe this person helped me or not, that person helped me or not, this person is doing his own way, but at least I'm not losing anything, you know. So maybe I gain less or more, maybe the person get the name and fame, but I'm not losing anything. In Brahmin life, I never lost anything. I'm gaining with his communication with the different country people. I always feel that I'm the one who is known by whole world. People, they do a lot to get the name and fame. But I'm here, people know me from all over the world. So it's a kind of achievement. It's not that I'm working hard or, you know, but it's giving me happiness even to help you all. I mean, it's giving me help, happiness, like, you know. Once a couple of time I met Bab Dada, and Bab Dada says, see, you are giving godly version to everyone. This is kind of giving happiness. So you are Sukhdev, the one who gives happiness. So I always consider myself that Baba has made me instrument to give someone or to help someone where they are progressing, you know. If I am helping you for your spiritual progress, this is why I am here. This is why I have surrendered myself. So helping others in their spiritual or their own health thing, it's my pleasure to do the seva, you know. Once I remember I was in audio department in Pandanburn. I used to give the cassettes, classes, you know, compact cassette of classes. And then once a brother came in the evening hours and he said, I'm leaving early morning, Amritvela. I need the classes. And he selected almost 40 cassettes. Which I had to copy for him. And then he thought maybe I will say no, but I just said, okay, come at 2 a.m. And he just thought, and then he said, okay, I will be there. And I made the cassettes, copied, and he was waiting in Baba's room in Om Shanti Bhavan. He was meditating to wait for 2 o'clock, and he did come at 2 o'clock, and he got the package, and I could see his face, almost you know, it's tears coming from his eye, that how I was able to help him for those cases. So sometimes you get the chance to help someone, and in such a way or such a time that the person, you know, gives you blessing from his heart. So try to be like helping nature or giving something the person who is really in need.
It's true, isn't it? It's true in that sense. I remember I've been also very interested in watching and sort of and observing, in the sense of souls that have had NDE experiences, which is near-death experiences. And what I understand through this is that, you know, the souls who have a near-death experience, they experience soul consciousness straight away because they observe the body from a distance and they realize instantly they're not that physical form. In our sense here, we're practicing for a length of time understanding what is soul consciousness, what is who I am in that sense. But one of the things which is very interesting in these experiences is that whenever the soul experiences whatever it gives out, it's actually giving to themselves. Yeah, so that's the sort of, if we look at the law of karma, whatever we give out, of course, we get the same back. Exactly. So naturally, what happens when we're in that state of giving, we're actually receiving as well. So the more that happens, it's like just the joy of doing that, you know. And it's almost like one other thing with these experiences too that souls have is, of course, that everything is connected. Every thought, every word, every action connects and affects everything. And I think this part, which is very interesting in actually the aspect of being a bestower, because it's like if we're really just sitting in soul consciousness, in Baba's remembrance, in silence, it's actually affecting the whole universe, actually. We may not perceive that, but it's actually affecting everything. So even though just that simple task of just simply being affects everything around us. And of course, I've my background, because I had time when I lived in the forest, out in the bush, and I was with the animals, and then I realized that, you know, sort of if you're in that state of being, nothing is threatened either around you, the birds, the nature, the animals, because it's just that state of peace. You're vibrating that state of peace. And of course, that's instantly picked up by everything around us. So that's why if we're in that state, of course, there's absolutely no fear. Fear will not be there at all. If there's fear, then of course, that's a whole different vibration, energy, which we know many examples with animals and dogs and things like this. If you have fear of a dog or something, it's going to bite you for sure, yeah, or it's going to growl, because it's like it's picking up that. And it's so there's something very, very subtle that's happening when we're just in that state of soul consciousness and in peace, and it's like, and that's actually enough, you know. And of course, to get to that space, of course, as we know, it's all that's our journey, you know, to get back to what we originally are. And we are that. Of course, we may not experience that fully, but the process of layer by layer undoing that slight layer and layer of body consciousness, the subtle layers that give us the illusion that we're not that embodiment of peace. And when things happen, if we get disturbed, or if something's there that, you know, I get upset over somebody's action, somebody's behavior, then I sort of like, I start to realize that, okay, that's, and many times it's said like that, is, should my experience of my stage be affected by someone else's stage? And that's always a journey, because if we're not in our original stage, then yes, we will be affected. But when I sit in my original stage of self-respect, then I really understand that that's that soul's part. That's completely their fortune, whatever they do, that's their story. And my story is my response to that situation. That's my story. And of course, if I do get upset or I do get affected, then I have to really see deeply, why is that? Why do I get upset about somebody else's behavior or their situation? And of course, I'll realize that there's some subtle threads of attachment or expectation, or maybe they're an old BK, they should be more pukka than that, or they should be more stable. So there'd be some sort of question of expectation, or, and of course, then I'll be disappointed. Because if there's expectation, as we know, we'll be disappointed. If there's no expectation, if I'm just seeing it as it is, Om Shanti.
Yeah. Well, main thing is to work on our own self. And if I'm happy, if I'm contented, if I work with my own self, then it's easy to deal with others. And sometimes you may have to compromise the things, because the situation comes like that. Then once you think that you have accepted the defeat, but it's not defeat, you know, it's like a kind of growth. Maybe later you come with that same thing, you may succeed, or may the person may realize, person in front also may realize and then appreciate you later. I have seen many Brahmins, they come after a few years and say, sorry, you know, when I had heard about you and I was behaving accordingly, what I have heard about you, But then when I came in connection with you, I felt you are not the one, or you are the good person. So this, they come to say sorry. So when, if you are determined that you are proper, you are doing good thing, then you need not to worry, you need not to change according people's opinion, but just check yourself first.
Yes, it's interesting because I remember sort of going through experiences where, you know, having very difficult connection with certain others in service, and, you know, really, and what happens, of course, we go to seniors, we have a complaint, we say this person's doing this or not doing that, etc. And the senior usually listens to us, they'll listen to us, and of course, they also realize that it's actually not the person we're speaking about, but it's actually myself. They know that because they know that, okay, we're in situations where we are, and what we have to learn is going to come up for us. We can't escape that. So if we have to learn that lesson, that will repeat again and again and again and again with different players until we learn that. And I remember this situation I had, and it went for many, many, many years, actually. It wasn't just, you know, 1 year, 2 years, it was, you know, 5, 10 years or more. And I was always thinking, how is it when, you know, when Baba says, okay, if somebody's really negative or not purposely not being nice to you, how can you have good wishes for that soul? Genuinely. And Baba says this, doesn't he? He says, okay, if somebody's really negative, shower them with flowers, yeah? But I was thinking, how do you really do that? Because if we're affected by that, emotionally or whatever, if that person's behavior really touches me in a way where I really feel that they're doing something not nice to me, then how can you have good wishes? Like it somehow doesn't fit. And of course, I got to a point where, like, almost it was like that real depth of, all of a sudden I realized that's that soul's part. Whatever their behavior is, that's their story. Why should I be affected by that, or why should I expect that they should be a different way? Because all the things that come in with that are like, you know, I was thinking, well, hang on, I'm in charge. They should do what I say, no? If you're in charge, if you're the boss, yeah? No? So if they're not doing that, then there's this thing that, no, they should do what... And of course, the expectation of that, the I and the my, I think I'm this or that. And so all these little subtle mental dialogues, of course, they set us up for that disappointment and sorrow. And it wasn't until I really thought, okay, that's that soul's part. Whatever they do, that's their story, that's their fortune. My fortune is to just have good wishes. And if I need other help, get other help. Why should I think that particular person should do what I say or whatever? So it was really that real depth in the sense of thinking that, okay, and then that real realization of how we can really genuinely have good wishes for that soul, and the compassion that comes with that acceptance of that, really, and I really felt, yes, that's the space, because then you're free of that, and instantly all that whole story dissolved completely from that moment. And it was like it was just gone. It was almost like that was the lesson, that was the paper. And then it disappeared. Because I remember going to Dr. Nirmala, probably those who know Dr. Nirmala, her character and her way she did things, but she said, "Acha, this person's there to stay, deal with it."
Yeah.
You know,
so
like very quick like
see,
that.
Once, sometimes the word in charge is like a bossy, but you know, I like the in foreign countries, in India, they say this is she is in charge, but in foreign countries they call coordinator, center coordinator. So once you are coordinator, you are not boss. No, you just coordinate. So when, in Madhupana also, I prefer the word coordinator, you know, instead of in charge. Because when you say I'm in charge, you feel like to manage him one or other way. But when you think of yourself as a coordinator, you try to explain him or her and then do the things one or other way. But cannot be boss on the person because everyone has done their own way, better their own way. So maybe the person in front thinks that he is right because he has done from his heart or as much he understood this is the best way. So they are doing. So we had to appreciate them, what they are doing, and then accept them, and then maybe give them a bit hint to improve more. So once you consider yourself a coordinator, you can manage the things instead of being boss or being in charge. So this is I like the in foreign country, in the we have national coordinators meeting, center coordinators meeting. So they coordinator, they try to make the best and then they report to the seniors and they get more instruction and they go accordingly, you know. So I think I had done that way. Since I am in Madhuban, I just coordinate the thing and then whether it is done or not, that is, or the seniors more are responsible, but mostly it is done for good things. No? So, and then we are happy with each other, with whom we are working, or even the vibrations are there, good vibrations, and whoever comes in our office or in connection, they are also feeling light. No? So it's good to be like one of the team instead of being in charge. You know?
Yes, I remember experiences where early days when Daddy Kumark would sort of say, okay, we'll have a picnic in Peace Park, for example. And then all the things that would be in the picnic, you know, there'd be this, there'd be samosas, there'd be ice cream, there'd be sort of all these dishes. And souls would just, all night they would prepare. You know, they had such love and respect for Daddy and just her way, she was naturally that bestower. So she gave so much that then also others wanted to give as well. So people would really, the souls here really go to a great extent to fulfill that as well. And I remember actually in another experience was in Diamond Hall when in Shantivan when that was getting constructed and it was only not even a quarter constructed and Daddy said, oh, you know, we'll have the opening on the 31st of December. And people are saying, Daddy, the room's it's not even one quarter finished, you know, and there's only like 2 weeks to go or something. And of course, and it all happened. It was just a little bit at the back of the hall that wasn't, a couple of bits of the roof was not on, but it actually all got done. It was amazing. And it was like went around the clock 24/7. The whole process was going on and it was actually inaugurated on that time. So it was almost like when we're really in that state, then it's natural souls will cooperate. There'll be that sort of real feeling of giving and bestowing, actually, in a true sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. So, you know, Dadi, when we think of Dadi Prakashmani and the yajna has been growing very well and then a lot been done and then the format has been ready. Those, the next generation can move this. So it's easy, but when I think of Dadi Prakashmani, how much she must have compromised the thing. Whenever she liked to do, maybe that day or that year didn't happen, but later it happened. So she was the one who was coordinating in the sense that even they decided the thing in their core team, but she will ask Madhuban Nivasis, we want to do this, and we have decided this, but I have not sent the letter to centers until I get permission from you, Madhuban Nivasis. And then Madhuban Nivasis, sometimes they give some correction or addition, and Dadi do accept that. You know, once I remember, because since 1981, when we had a spiritual fair in Delhi, and there 12,000 people came, and then Dadi's vision was to have 12,000 people in Madhuban. So once it was decided that in Peace Park we should have 12,000 people, Baba's program, and then Madhuban Nivasi said no, because the road to towards Peace Park is not good enough to have such transportation for 12,000 people, food and you know. So Dadi cancelled that program. And later in Talati, in Shantivan ground, it was finalized. But then this was Dadi Prakashmani. When she coordinates, she accepts the things from the juniors, from the even from the people who are helping in like a paid servant. Dadi also asked them for permission. So because they are also looking after yagya, not just getting the pay, but they also feeling their own responsibility because getting Dadi's love, you know. So once you have kind of sanskaras to have good wishes for everyone, and if feeling that this is a team, and I have to go with this team, and then you get the success. Maybe later, maybe a year later, but you will be getting success, and then that will be done in proper way. So mainly, what I want to say that be that person who have respect for the junior, for seniors, for the workers, even for the animals, for the fire elements. So you had to have kind of sanskaras, and this is really deity sanskaras, I will say. If we want to become deities, this we had to have such sanskaras of giving one or other way, through eyes, through hands, through words, through the things we can do, or helping them according maybe our duty, or maybe even out of the duty, you know. So this is the best of it.
I remember times, excuse me, when Daddy, you know, Daddy, when Daddy would speak about things, she would never say I. If those who remember Daddy Kumarka, she'd never say I. She'd always say Daddy was thinking, or something on that level. But so she really had that attention to that as Baba's task, Baba's doing, and again coming back to I'm just the instrument. And I think when we really come into that awareness of that, then of course it's even this, even the aspects when we say even what we do throughout today. If I say I'm too busy, you know, even if we come into that type of thinking and think, well, I'm, so the I is there, and too busy. But it's like almost like it, when it comes back to that, I'm just doing and being in that state. Then of course it's just one. I remember times when, you know, you might be in a situation where there's a lot of people waiting to have something done, especially for my part with a art department and say designing something, and sometimes there'd be, you know, 5, 6, 7 people behind you wanting their design done or something. And I was thinking, like in that type of situation, you're doing one job for one person, that job, and it was always the experience of how can I be 100% with that person and their job, and when that's finished, the next person, and 100% with that job and that person, and the next one, And then it's almost like there's no... It's almost like when we give our 100% in what we're doing in one task, then also we will automatically feel that contentment that I haven't wasted time. I've been totally as the best I can do in that particular task. And then it's complete. And of course the opposite to that is if I'm not 100% doing that, if my attention's gone somewhere else, then we'll never really have that experience of being fully content, because I'll feel there's something that was missing in that. And of course, with the experience of that, it's like thinking, okay, every moment I have the opportunity of being 100% where I am, yeah, in soul conscious with Baba. So it's almost like, and I remember one time I shared this little experience I've shared before, but Baba was conducting drill in Diamond Hall. And in that experience was like, you know, we say pin drop silence. And the questions to Avyakt Bhaptada at that time was like, okay, when will destruction be? When will Vinash take place? The seniors were asking Baba. And Baba didn't say anything. He just looked at those souls and he said, you know, are you ready? You know, are you ready for that, Vinash? And at that time, it was the time when in Japan they had a big tsunami, earthquake, and the big tsunami that thousands of souls left the body in that. And I was thinking, well, for those souls in that place, that was their Vinash, yeah? The souls that left the body there, they wouldn't have been aware that, no, this is just Japan. It was their world was that tsunami and they left the bodies through that. But the experience that when Baba conducted this drill, I had such an experience of just being fully 100% present where I was and thinking, in this moment now, that's when destruction will take place. It won't be in the future. It will always be in the present moment. And the soul will leave the body in the present moment. And I thought, and it was such a depth of that, you know, almost like the drama, every moment is perfect as it is, and it's eternal as well. Yeah? And so, if I'm so seated in that awareness of who I am in this present moment with Baba in silence, then that's like my home base. That's the place to be at our last breath. Not thinking of some past or some future. And this experience at that time was so profound in that I thought, wow, of course Baba can't give a date for Vinash, because it will happen in the present moment for all of us. When that present moment is, you could question that, but it will be in the present moment. So, and I thought, well, but then how to keep in the present moment? And of course, we all know that whatever pulls us to the past, back to the past, to the future, whatever pulls my intellect away from this, the beauty of this present moment in that silence with Baba, of course, that's what we're on the journey to unwind in that sense. That I can be fully present with Baba in this present moment and be ever ready. Because so many times Baba says these things of, okay, your last thoughts will lead you to your destination. It's now or never. There's so many things Baba hints on that it's this present moment with Baba that we have to sit in, and that's our home base. So it was really a feeling that, yes, how to keep in that space. And of course, when we have meditation bhatis and when we sit in that space, and what happens too is that, of course, again, time disappears. Because if we're fully concentrated in the present moment with Baba, then time disappears. So a half an hour meditation or 45 minutes can just seem like a few minutes when we're fully concentrated.
Interesting. So mainly I would say keep yourself light, and so you are always in welcoming mood, receptive mood, and whoever you meet, your face can radiate. So, and people who meet with you may also become light. So say hello to the people who you meet with smile, welcome them, and then make them light also. This is to be a right way, a best of us. Anything else you want to know? Any question?
Yes, brother. Oh, I didn't catch it as well. But can you come a little bit closer? Or there's a microphone coming.
What is good for aim to be God?
What is good for?
My aim to be God.
To be God.
Is good?
To be good. What is your aim to be good?
No. I don't know. Thank you. May I have
Yes.
What is good for having the connection with God? So what is... Well, what is the benefit for us to have the connection with God for the purposely for our aim to be connected with God?
Once whoever you come in connection, you get the qualities of the person or the soul. Now, if you come to connection with David Bhai, you may get the similar qualities. So when you are connected with the God, you also get the qualities which God has. No? So it's good to be connected with the God, because anyway we are His
children.
We are His children, so we must be connected. But even otherwise, you will get the qualities with whomever you are connected. So we want to have similar qualities what Baba or the God has.
Yeah, it's like father, like son, yeah? As is the bestower, so we are the bestower also. So once we connect to that source, then we start becoming like that, naturally. That's what we imbibe that. It's what we always were, but we've forgotten that. And now this time we connect and we're taking power from that source as we connect. And sometimes I think it's more when that, you know, almost silence contains all of that, because Baba's home is silence. Baba's language is silence also. So as we sit in that space of silence, of course, we're energized, we're empowered, we get touchings from Baba, we get insights that come from that space of silence. So
yeah, but we have to have silence in our life, not just sitting in silence, you know. Sometimes people go too much in silence. They don't see each other or even don't consider the work what they are doing. So sometimes if you go too much in that silence, maybe people feel that you are gone in depression. So silence doesn't mean that is dryness. Silence also means be light, be powerful, be joyous. No? So once you are experiencing that proper silence, there will be a glow on your face, in your eyes, your behavior. No? So that silence doesn't mean the dry silence. So maybe, you know, God has many qualities, but of course, sometimes people just get the silence, you know. But they don't get the pleasures in meeting Baba. So when we meet Baba we are sitting in meditation, we must feel that supersensuous joy also, you know. So that helps in your practical life. Because when you are having joyous life, then you are also able to give others. You can share the happiness. You can get the people get something inner, some good energy from you. You know, So our silence is that silence even in practical life. Yeah? Okay? You got it? Yeah, anything?
Om Shanti. In Laukik world, sometimes we come into contact with souls who are purposely doing evil acts. So as detached observer, as brother said, we should understand their roles, etc. But at the same time, when they are doing wrong, and still we are not telling them that the acts are wrong and just supporting them. So wouldn't this encourage those souls to do evilness even more? It's like they might feel that, oh, nobody is coming and telling me I'm doing wrong, so I'm right, and then they can do even. Or should we make them aware that the actions are wrong or something, or what situation?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when situations are like that, I mean, if somebody's behavior is not right, and sometimes, yes, we can say something, this is not appropriate, or whatever we can say to that soul. But if we say it out of a genuine feeling of that we're not affected by that as well, not out of a negative response to that behavior, then normally what will happen, you know, our own actions will actually inspire them when we're not affected, or we still remain calm and peaceful, and we might say that to them, that this is not right, and they may still continue, but we still stay in our self-respect, and that's all we can do. You know, what else can we do? If somebody's behavior is not right, we can't, you know, what are we going to do? You know, we're not sometimes Baba says we're not the lawyers, you know, we can't take that law into our own hands, but we can
we had to, you know. On a certain level, you have to save yourself first. So, you know, like not pushing you somehow, you know. But if someone is just talking, then you can be calm and then respond accordingly, peacefully. But if it's too high opposition, or you better have to save yourself. Yeah? So saving first your purity on the certain level, or communication on certain level, saving yourself, then only you can be able. If you are not safe, you better leave that company.
And sometimes it's just remaining silent, not responding to that. Because sometimes it's the two hands clapping, no? If somebody responds like this, and then we have a say back, and then they have another say back, and another say back, it's nothing's actually changed. But sometimes it might happen where we just observe and we have good wishes, and that sometimes is enough. You know, the situation dissolves as well. So, that's 10 yeah. past 7. There's one other question, is it?
One last
yeah.
one. Hello, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
I really like the part you shared with us, with the presence 100% and do service with the 100% happiness, and giving like receiving. And now my question is, today in Mali, there's a point that you mustn't remember anything of the outside world. And my question is, can you share with me how to practice this point, especially for Brahmin who is still working?
Well, see, when the Baba says shouldn't remember anything, that means shouldn't be any pull. You know, when you are sitting in meditation, you get the pull of people or what has happened in the past days. But what Baba means shouldn't be a pull. But this does not mean that when you are in connection with you are in practical, in your job place or in at home, you shouldn't remember someone. It's not like that. You have to have good connection, and but be kind of a relaxed, detached, light. On certain levels you can communicate with them, but the, well, when Baba says shouldn't remember someone, that means shouldn't be any pull which stop you connected with Baba.
Thank you both very much. And I think there's a lot to process. And so we can sit in meditation and both of you can guide us.
I'll be coming.
David has to go and do the bread.
Very important.
You'll be so happy to guide our meditation.
I was just sitting meditation. Yes. We won't give commentary.
Om Shanti.